private lift would allow residents of the three lots to access ski terrain at the Canyons Resort. The vote, 3-2, was a recommendation that Development Director Pat Putt grant a low-impact permit for the lift. The two dissenters were Chuck Klinenstein, who said he was not convinced that the ridgeline encroachment from the lift could be mitigated, and BPEC cited the same concern. Plus, she said she was concerned the approval would set a precedent, and Peck said she would hate to see this kind of thin mushroom. Snyderville Commissioner Mike Barnes, who voted with the majority, said the approval calls on the applicants to soften the visual impacts.
And there were some concerns about the glare off of it's a small cab on like a funicular. And the applicant said they would go back and wrap it, which gave it some camouflage, if you will. And there was other concerns about the metal, which was galvanized steel. And one of the things, if you remember, a school fence galvanized eventually will go back and get a patina grayishness on it. So the applicant had offered to go back and put acid wash on it to accelerate that patina. So I think they mitigated it quite a bit.
Yeah, what about the ridgeline encroachment?
That was a little bit of a toughie, and I know for Chuck it was a big thing. He just didn't want to – he wanted to be very careful about how we did this, and that may have been one of his dissenting votes, just trying to figure out why – you know, how do we give these guys what they want and what they need but still minimize it.
Snyderville Commissioner Mike Barnes. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.